This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin part two of our series entitled, The Diligent Person.
You got to talk to God about that. I said, now, if you're feeling bad about getting divorced, you probably shouldn't get divorced. You know, if you can't feel good about it, it's not the right thing. If you think it's something wrong, I can't excuse you. But people do that all the time. They want you to excuse them. I can't excuse somebody for that. It's like if somebody's not going to tithe, they won't explain to me why they can't tithe. I said, you don't explain to me. It's not my money you're robbing. You need to talk to God. God, I can't tithe. You do understand, don't you? Well, see what he says. I don't know. I can't give you permission not to. I just have to say, well, you know what the word says is all I can say. I'm not going to get on your case about it. It's between you and God. But I can't say, okay, this week, God will let you off. I can't say that. I can't get into that. It's between you and your Lord. But see, she wanted to quit. And I told her, I said, well, why don't you, bring him in. Let us work this thing out. Why don't you? I ain't going to talk to him. I don't want to talk to him at all. I just want the kids. And he wants the kids. I said, so you already thrown it, this thing over with, you gone. And I said, what are you calling me for? You don't need a minister, you need a lawyer. Because you ain't listening to me. You don't want to hear what God have to say. You telling me, I don't even know. Well, I went to counsel in another church. Churches are different. Pastors are different. If you asking me for advice, I want to talk to both of you. Because I don't know what's going on. I know not to believe one of them. Every man's way seems right in his own eyes. The person who killed their husband said he deserved it. And then you ask the wife, and then the other one say they deserved it. So I want to hear both of them. But she didn't want no counseling. She didn't want me to tell her, it's okay, divorce him, go thy way and be thou freed. I said, I don't know what's going on. I said, you need a lawyer. If all you're doing is fighting over kids, you need a lawyer, not a pastor. You're way past the pastor because you ain't listening. You don't want to try and fix it. No, I don't want to get back. I said, well, what are you talking to me for? I couldn't understand. I literally told her, what are you talking to me for? You're talking about legal issue. God doesn't say nothing about you divvying up the kids after a divorce. I don't know nothing about that. That's between you, the kids, and your husband. And she felt a little put off. She wasn't upset, but she felt a little put off. But what am I supposed to do about that? If you're not trying to work with the marriage, whether one way or another, or see, can I divorce him? Do I have biblical grounds? You already decided I'm divorcing him. Then I don't know nothing about no child custody cases. I don't have nothing to do with that. Don't have no scripture on it. You know what I mean? You need a lawyer, not a pastor. You understand that, don't you? If I said that to you, you'd be all right with it, wouldn't you? Because that's the only wisdom I can give you. You already made your mind up not paying attention to anything else. You need a lawyer. Because that's the only thing that's left if all it is the kids. But see, situations like that are, I like to see people in marriage be as diligent as possible, although I do understand things happen and there's certain things in the Bible that can be removed. And if people who are divorced go that way and sin no more, you don't have to go remarry or nothing like that. You go on about your business. But I like to see if people could reconcile, because a lot of times a lot of people say, if I knew what I knew now then, we wouldn't even be divorced. So if people want to get back married, I'm always happy to see that. But I'm not going to tell people they have to or put any kind of harshness on them or anything like that. It's between you and God and the Bible. But if people are not divorced yet, I say, let's make sure you've done all you can do before you throw the towel in and show lack of diligence. There are times when you're going to get divorced. There's times when the Bible will allow you to be divorced. But let's make sure it wasn't because of lack of diligence or wasn't because of what you feel or what you think, because God doesn't let you out for those reasons. Well, God, I want to get out because I don't feel I want to be with her no more. Well, they don't let you out on that. He said, control your feelings. That's right. And sow love into her so you can reap some love. Sow love into him so you can reap some love. Whatever you're lacking, get it from God. And just pray for the other person. But people don't want to be that diligent to save their marriage. They'd rather just say, you know what? I'm undiligent. Just let me out. Just let me quit. It's too tough. It's too hard. Not picking on anybody who's been divorced or are divorced. Not talking about that. You did the best you knew with what you knew. We're talking to the generation who Satan's trying to tempt now. We're talking to that next group of people who he's saying, get out. It's not going to work. You're still young. You got the best years ahead. Don't waste any more time with this guy or this girl. See, that he's trying to talk to you to stop being diligent. You want to make sure you've exhausted every effort before you go there. Sometimes folk gonna have to go there. I understand that, so I'm not picking on anybody. But you wanna make sure that Satan can't come back. Because I told her, I said, you get divorced. I said, right now you're feeling guilty. So Satan's already getting on your back, isn't he? He's already getting on your back about it. I said, you need to have a peace in your heart about that before you do something like that. Otherwise, Satan will get on your back. Your very good friend, Satan, who says, leave him, leave her, leave them, leave them. They're wicked. Your life would be better without them. The same one once you get out. You were dumb. They weren't that bad. He'll start reminding you of the good that was in them. And you'd be like, he'll explain exactly what you divorced. And then you see them go off and they married happily and doing well without you. And Satan will eat you up with that. When you say that, they'll see you and say, the best thing ever happened was when you divorced me. Praise God. Satan will eat you up when it come around like that. And all you had to do was work with that one in the rough a little bit longer. They had to work with you, you work with them. But Satan's always talking about quit. Because that's that spirit of the Antichrist, to quit, to give up, to go where it's easy at. And it's never that easy when you do it. I don't know people divorced or just totally thrilled about having been divorced.
Good morning, everyone. I want to let you know about something great happening at Joy Faith Christian Center on Sunday, September 21st. We will have our annual Big Sunday Celebration. This is a day of praise, worship, exhortation, and of course, the Word of God. We've shared our mornings together on the radio. Come and be a part of a live service. Be my guest as we roll out the red carpet for you, our partners and friends. Mark your calendar to join me Sunday, September 21st at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School in West Palm Beach, where together we will make a positive change.
And all you had to do was work with that one in the rough a little bit longer. They had to work with you, you work with them. But Satan's always talking about quit, because that's that spirit of the Antichrist, to quit, to give up, to go where it's easy at. And it's never that easy when you do it. I don't know people divorced or just totally thrilled about having been divorced. Some remember back how ugly it was, but if you ask them, if we could have changed it, we could have did this, and you knew what you knew, and they knew what they knew, do you think you could have made it? I think we might have had a better chance than what we had. We just didn't have enough ammunition. We didn't have enough knowledge. Didn't have enough of the Spirit. They do admit certain things that were bothering me really were things that shouldn't bother me. There were things that were within me that I was projecting in the other person. I just didn't know that. Maybe they weren't doing their role. The man wasn't being a man. A woman's going to be upset if she can't half get the bills paid every time she turn around being evicted. No woman's going to be happy in that situation. That guy needs to change. He thought she didn't support me. Who didn't support whom? Nobody want to be, every time you turn around being evicted, nobody wants to live like that, especially a woman. And a man doesn't want to live fighting with a woman either. So you sometimes contributed to the problem. Let's go a little bit further because we're just about out of time. They make rich. Verse 24. Did I read that? I read that in the Good News, didn't I? The hand of the diligent shall but rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute, or the slothful shall become a slave. The slothful will always be under somebody else because the slothful person will never be in charge. They will never bear the rule. It's harder to run a company than it is to work at a company. All those people who work at a company think they got the heart. All they do is sit up there in the office, make decisions, wear a suit, drive a nice car. That's all they do. Pastor Cook, all he does, work on Sunday and Wednesday. I wish I had that job. He need to go get a real job. I wish I could just punch a clock, go home, and that's it. I remember those days. You don't have to think about buying buildings, when to buy, when not to buy. You don't have to think about people, are we paying too much for this? What do you mean that's broken again? We got to pay for that. Do we need a new one or do we fix the old one? What building we need? Oh, we're growing. Track those stats and see how many people going. When do we need another building? We got to get it before we hit diminishing returns. What kind of insurance do we need on this building? How much do we need? They trying to sell us. I don't know if we need that. Somebody got to study that. Anybody else want to study that? Don't nobody want to study that. Somebody else want to do that? That's nowhere near all the decisions. Some of you have businesses, so you know what I'm talking about. They keep changing the tax laws. They keep changing the tax code. You got to make sure you fill this out. There's a whole lot of it. There's a whole lot. That's what you do between Sunday and Wednesday, and Wednesday and Sunday. And that's a whole lot to do with a small staff. I wish I could just punch a clock, go home and say I'm off work. First of all, I'm never off work. We're going on vacation this summer, and I got to do it between Sundays. Can't be gone for 2 or 3 weeks. Don't have an associate pastor. Got to be here to take care of the flock. Got to attend well to the flock. At least they fly away. You know how it is when you first had kids? You ain't as free as you were before. And having church until you get associate pastors and all that and flock is real young, it's kind of like having kids again. You got to watch them. They get in trouble. Not most of y'all, not the Wednesday night crowd, but some of them Sunday ones, you leave them alone, they get in trouble. I'll come back and somebody and try to take over. There's a lot to do, but I love it though. I'm anointed to do it. This is what I love. It's what I'm called to do. I love it, but I look at people very funny when they say there's nothing to do. People might look at my wife and say, oh, well, she just passed away. She just is so easy for her. Just being married to the pastor is a job. You know, there's a lot of stuff you have to do. There's a lot of things I would be able to provide for her if I didn't have to provide for you all. When we started in the early days and we're spending all our money, I could have been buying my wife jewels and all that. Instead, we're paying for buildings to preach to two or three people. The buildings and two or three people coming because folks not reading the newspaper and following God to get here. Taking their sweet time getting here. But see, the pastor's wife has put up with that. If I have to get called in the middle of the night to go to the hospital, you know, I pretty much tell a baby, you know, I got to go to the hospital. You know, I go to the hospital because unless it's life or death threatening with her, she understands they go to the hospital. But you, your husband may stay at home all night. You know, he doesn't have to take off. She may want to go on vacation for a month. Even if we save up enough money going a month, we can't really go on a month. Now, if we're causing the church a lot of money for guest ministers, we fly in to do Wednesday and Sunday or videos and combination of guest ministers. That costs a lot of money to do that stuff for people. You know, let alone the sacrifices of what we got paid in the early days. The first 6 years, we got paid nothing when you had it all together. Still equal nothing. 6 years of getting paid nothing. 6 years is a long time to work a job for free. I was feeling like I was trying to get Leo for Rachel and Rachel for Leah. I was like, what's going on here? Brother just working and working. On, never see a paycheck. And we could have taken one, but then you wouldn't have this nice air-conditioned buildings with comfy chairs. You'd have steel seats. But I would have had some money. Sister and I would have been happy. We'd had nice padded pews up front with the high back chairs with the red and just watch you all sit on the steel. Those of you that would be crazy enough to endure it. But the good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep. So, but I do want people to understand there's a cost. And whenever you look at somebody in charge of something and it's running well and it's successful, that doesn't happen by accident. You can come here every week and get the word in a nice, comfortable atmosphere, a safe environment with things decent in order, with clean bathrooms. People get used to that and get spoiled and don't realize that doesn't just happen. There's somebody working in hospitality. There's somebody organizing them. There's somebody over that. Because you don't see what people do. You think they do nothing. Don't ever let, if some of you have businesses or have ever run businesses or higher positions in your company, you know those people get paid to hire money for reasons, not because they're up there loafing. And realize if they didn't do a good job, you wouldn't have one. So they must be doing a pretty good job that you still have one. The fact that we have a sane church to go to, somebody must be doing something right. And that somebody's responsibility is me. Whether it's hiring the right people, firing the right people. Sometimes you got to fire the right people too. You hire the right people, you fire the right people, you hire the right people, you make sure you put the right people in charge of different departments. We have a wonderful church. And I really believe.
Today's message has been part two of the series entitled The Diligent Person. The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by RW Plumbing